And go to acconservatives.org.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. Won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to Monday, July 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Yes, it's Monday, July 15th. This segment brought to you by the 5th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Shoot Vote, actually, it's called. Text me pig. We'll text you the information. You can go to the website, acconservatives.org, get your tickets. It's going to be a blast, a fantastic event. We're hoping to sell it out a week from this coming Saturday. Not this Saturday, the 20th, but the 27th. Central Lake, Michigan, Richard Davis's compound. It's a great venue. Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig is going to be smoking our pork for us this year. So you're basically getting an Iron Pig smokehouse pork dinner. Baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls with butter, and of course, Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. We're excited. Going to be a great event. Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell will be there. Adult registered voters will be asked to go to the short rifle range with a .22 rifle. There'll be four targets there representing the four candidates running for U.S. Senator on the Republican primary August 6th. Rogers, Pensler, Amash, and O'Donnell. You'll be asked to shoot the target of the person you plan to vote for. We're going to take pictures before the shooting begins and at the end and see how close us patriots come to voting based on actual votes cast on August 6th up here in our listening area. We've got some downstaters are coming. Brian Panabaker, Auto Workers for Trump, he's coming. Officer Rick is coming. Missy, my Pure Health Solutions, and her boyfriend Rusty will be attending this year. We've got a great event planned. It's going to be a blast. Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge, is going to be there. We're going to have him on in the show in the next week or so talking about his Northern Michigan tour. He's going to be traveling around Northern Michigan with his Trump gear. You need to come be part of it. Get your Trump gear, your Trump flags. Now, as you all know, Saturday, the Secret Service attempted an assassination of Donald Trump. What, Trucker? What did you just say? The Secret Service. No. Those guys all got up on the stage and protected him. There is enough video evidence, photographs, and even a post by a Secret Service sniper who has been fired. Fired. We've got the story. We've got the information. We got the video. We got the photographs. We've got the actual scientific CSI type of photographs proving my point, proving my statement. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. I'm going to lay it all out for you guys. Thank you, by the way, for everybody blowing up my phone. Appreciate you guys letting me know, because I was at an event in Roscommon at 6:13, 6:15 when it happened. Wasn't having access to my phone because it was basically a brick. We'll have all the information for you on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
I'm Janice Dillahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Dillahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Dillahay.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Yes, I got a couple of people that text me PIG, P-I-G. I sent them back the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. Said they're going to get their tickets this afternoon when they get home from work. So just text me PIG, and I'll send you the information, the flyer, and the website clickable link. I have to warn you, the donation button does not work on iPhones. If you have an iPhone, you're going to have to go to a computer to do it. Now, Trucker, before the break, you said an attempted assassination attempt on Donald Trump by the Secret Service. Yes, I did say that. This was planned. This was absolutely orchestrated by the head of the Secret Service, Kim Cheadle, a woman, Democrat, appointed by Biden to basically take out Donald Trump at a rally on Saturday night before the RNC convention starts today. Tonight in Milwaukee, the RNC will start their convention. The plan, literally, folks, was to kill Donald Trump on Saturday. What documentation do you have of this, Trucker? Well, I've got a photograph of the Secret Service officer, Jonathan Willis. At 4:03 p.m. on Sunday, he put out a picture, a post, a comment that I'm going to read to you. They wouldn't let me take him out. My name is Jonathan Willis. I'm the officer in the photo of the two snipers on the roof at the Trump rally. I've come here to inform the public that I had the assassin in my sights for at least 3 minutes. But the head of the Secret Service refused to give the order to take out the perp. 100%. The top brass prevented me from killing the assassin before he took the shots at President Trump. Amazing statement with this photograph. In a subsection down below, I didn't follow the orders, though. As soon as the shooter opened fire on Trump, I returned fire despite strict orders not to engage. I had my eyes on the shooter for 3 minutes, watching him fiddle with the rifle and adjusting the scope. It was obvious to me that he was a shooter, yet I wasn't allowed to engage. After I killed the shooter, now listen to this, folks. After I killed the shooter, I was arrested, questioned by the FBI, and was just released an hour ago. I've been told that I've already lost my job for not following orders. But I'm glad I took the shots anyway. He killed the guy. The media would have us believe that this was some lone, isolated 20-year-old. Did not have any social media presence. Let me ask you guys a very simple question. How many 20-year-olds do you know? 18, 19, 20. How many of them do not have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Truth Social, X, formerly known as Twitter, Gab, all these various social media platforms that are available to young people today on their phones, that they're all experts at utilizing? How many of them do you know do not have at least one, if not two, if not three, four different social media type of accounts? I don't know one. I'm 66 years old, and I've got three of them myself. I really only use Twitter, formerly known Twitter as X now. But I have a Gab account. I have a Truth Social account. I've even played around a little bit with Instagram. And I'm 66. Number two, the timing of this. Had the assassin been successful, if Donald Trump had not turned his head to look at the big screen to his right, over his shoulder, right at the exact moment the bullet went whizzing by his head, clipping his ear, drawing blood. Had he not turned his head, had he been facing the crowd, mic on, is what the media calls it, directly facing the mic, dead center, the bullet would have gone through his ear directly into his brain. But because he was talking about immigration, he was talking about the border, he was talking about numbers, they have this big jumbotron above the grandstand, above the audience, that was to the right of Donald Trump. In his speech, on the teleprompter, was the information about illegals entering this country, broken down, that Donald Trump was having to refer to on the jumbotron, basically reading it with the crowd so he was in sync. Whatever it was they were looking at the jumbotron, he wanted to make sure his words were matching up with the teleprompter. Folks, I have done public speaking for years. I've used a teleprompter once. If you don't tie the teleprompter to the video presentation that's going on with you, you're out of sync. You have got to read the jumbotron along with the teleprompter at the same time. It's a multitasking event. As he was reading the teleprompter, he had the information there. He was verifying it was on the screen. That's basically what it was. It was a glance. It was a split second turning of the head. There's a photograph that's out, a CSI type photograph. Sherry LaFave and Onaway and others have sent it to me. I've had probably 50 of these sent to me since I was prepping for the show early this morning. Governor Mike Huckabee and others are calling for an immediate investigation by the Republicans who are in control of Congress. Congressman Comer has already called for a meeting with the head of the Secret Service. Now, one person said in response to this post that I put on my Twitter X account, if you're on Twitter or can get an X account, follow me at Trucker Randy. He said, Trucker, you have to understand that Pennsylvania is an open carry state. The Secret Service has been trained not to fire unless fired upon or they see a muzzle flash. This Secret Service officer had the guy in his sights for 3 minutes. He was ready to squeeze the trigger and take out his head. But they've been trained not to shoot until there's an actual shooting. At 150 yards away from the platform, it was an easy shot. Folks, I have sighted in my deer rifle on a 300-yard range, iron sights, no scope. My 30-30 Model 94 Winchester lever action deer rifle, my brush gun, the short barrel. This shot was half of that distance. Basically, you understand a football field is 100 yards plus the end zones, 10 yards each. A football field is 120 yards. End zone to end zone. Well, add 30 more yards, that's basically the shot. He didn't even need a scope for this shot. He could have done it with iron sights. You don't even have to factor in the wind or the curvature of the earth. None of that stuff, because it's such a short shot. The final icing on the cake for me was a video. A gentleman who attended a area Trump event back in 2020. It was at the public airport. It wasn't at the same location as this one. Him and his daughter went to that event back in 2020. This is President Trump running for re-election against Joe Biden. One of the things they noticed at that event 4 years ago, there was Secret Service SWAT team snipers on every single roof of the hangars at the airport. You're at an airport. You've got all these buildings that house airplanes. Some small, privately owned, single engine, some multi-engines, big hangars. Every single building had a sniper, Secret Service, on it. At this venue, he walked in, and there's buildings in the area around the platform where Donald Trump was going to be speaking. One of the very first things he noticed, where the heck are all the Secret Service snipers? He said he saw none except for this team, Jonathan Willis and his partner. In this photograph, he's got a tripod and he's looking through the scope. His partner is laying, they call it prone position, on his belly, had his rifle on the guy as well. This was the only Secret Service sniper type people he saw at this venue. He looked around at all these other buildings, didn't see anybody but this one team. There's even photographs and comments, reports, Sean Hannity, the night it happened, Saturday night, people said that from the ground, they looked up and could see the shooter on the building and reported it to law enforcement. Walked right up to him and said, "Hey, there's a guy up there in that building. Looks like he's laying on his belly. It looks like he might be holding a rifle." They did nothing. This was orchestrated, people. This was supposed to have killed the president, Donald Trump, Saturday night before the convention starts today, Monday, July 15th. Governor Mike Huckabee is calling for an immediate investigation. He's calling for the head of the Secret Service to be fired immediately. I'd like to see the head of the Secret Service arrested. Read her rights to her and immediately start an investigation. The head of the Secret Service has been co-opted. This agency has been co-opted, just like the FBI, just like the CIA. They wanted to kill Donald Trump before the convention starts today. The facts are out there, folks. The documentation is there. If you want the flyer, the shot, text me SHOT. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Michigan rocker Kid Rock donated $50,000 to an online fundraiser for supporters and families wounded or killed in the Saturday shooting at former President Donald Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, according to a list of donors posted on the fundraising website. The fundraiser had collected more than $2.3 million in donations as of Sunday afternoon, more than double its goal of $1 million. The organizer said the money will be directed